Going on, everybody? This is Tyree. Good morning. Welcome back to Lock Pop Talks. Now, I figure I come out here and get a podcast going. I'm outside of my front porch. So if you hear some outside ambiance, that explains the audio. Figure I do this podcast before my girls wake up, and next thing you know, the daddy day starts. So you guys, I want to say thank you for rocking out with your boy. Being here, supporting the podcast, listening. At any time, your feedback is always welcome. It's appreciated, and I do use it to help myself in future podcasts. So what I want to talk about today was a subject I touched on earlier this week, and that was called embracing the calm. Now, I use this tactic, and when I brought it up, it was about your relationship with your spouse, with your partner, your girlfriend, whoever it is you share your life with. Embracing the calm is what I wanted to talk about today. So, what does it mean, you know, to embrace the calm? Well, I use it when things are getting a little heavy in my conversations with my spouse, with my wife. We talk about some things and maybe the conversation kind of veers off course a little bit, or we tend to disagree with each other. Maybe something was said that kind of, you know, digs under your skin or whatever. When you're married, man, this thing, it happens. You know, it's bound to happen. For some people, it happens quick. For some people, it's a slow burn, but it will happen. Same thing can happen even when you're in a relationship with someone. You're going to hear something they said that's just going to, it's going to work you some kind of way. In my own relationship, I never used to let things go. So whenever my wife said something or I felt a certain way, I would just jump right on it like, hold up. Don't talk to me that way. Or, hold up. What you just said, I ain't appreciate all that. You know what I'm saying? And so what happened was, I'm thinking I'm being the man about it. You know, I think I'm getting in there. I'm putting my foot down, blah, 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 blah. What I was doing was two things. Number one, I was escalating the situation. And fellas, if you're out there, you might have been through this. You might have escalated a situation that didn't need to be escalated. You know, because we felt the need to always defend ourselves when we feel offended or when we feel like somebody's saying something we don't appreciate. What you're really doing as a man, what you're really doing is showing your sensitive side, your sensitive points, that certain words dig into you, all right? And when you're doing that, when things get to you, when you're sensitive and stuff like that, you are easy. You're easy to dip in and out of your feelings. You're easy to get to and twist around, even if your spouse never meant to do that in the first place, but you're showing everybody how upset you get. So that brings me to point number two. You are now showing your sensitive side. And it shows that you don't deal well with how people think of you and how people talk to you. All right, I've seen it before. There are some men out here who are big as a tank, you know? Shortest fuse like the angriest pit bull. And if you use certain words with them, or if they felt like you've offended them in some kind of way, then get that, you know, then all of a sudden everybody's in trouble. You know, the whole house is being shook up. The walls is coming down and stuff like that. And for a lot of other type of men, that shit leads them into a lot of trouble with their relationship. It leads them to a lot of trouble with their children. It leads them into trouble with the law. Like, just, it's insane. Now, I'm not here to bash those type of people. If you are one of those guys, like, you know, you have a short temper. Anything can be worked with and worked on so that you don't have to be a victim of your short temper or your understanding of offensive language or offensive behavior or something like that. To be a real man is to be the master of your emotions, to use them in a direct and focused way to achieve the best results you can muster. Embracing the calm means that now, when you do hear certain things that normally irk your nerves, or maybe you don't agree with, you've got to be able to allow that person or that thing to run its course. Let it run its course. Because understand that this thing, this offensive behavior, this certain language, this ain't coming from you. It ain't even coming for you. It's coming from someone else. It's coming from someone else and then how they feel. All right? You can't be the best version of yourself when every little thing is twisting you up. It's twisting you around. It's getting you screwed up in your head, ruining your morning, ruining your afternoon, ruining your night. It's not healthy. And it leaves you all day wondering, what could I have done better? Or why does she talk to me that way? Don't she know I'm like this? Don't she know I'm like that? I've brought this episode up because I've seen it a lot, you guys, and I work in the medical field, and I've seen a lot of men who are stressed or going through anxiety or something like that, and they are flying off the handles at everyone, you know, the staff, their friends, but more importantly, I see them flying off the handle at their spouse and at their girlfriends, and the girlfriends are sitting there like, what the heck do I do about that? Like, I wasn't ready for that. And that shows that when you fly off the handle, you are losing one of the things that women hold dear about you as a man, and that is safety and security. You have to be a form of safety and security. And fellas, let me tell you, when a woman feels threatened, or she no longer feels safe or secure with you, she'll do two things. She will find safety and security in the arms of another man or someone else or in a different vice. Or she's going to be the safe and secure one, and she's going to look out for herself when it comes to you. Either scenario, it's a lose-lose for you. So how do we avoid that? Embrace the calm. Every little something that's being said or done does not require a response. And if it is going to be a response, don't let it be a bunch of words. Do something. Either do something or do nothing. Sometimes doing nothing allows the situation to breathe. It gives time for the process to happen. And then you can move forward with a clearer mind, or allow that other person to move forward with their clearer mind. Today, guys, don't escalate the problem. Don't escalate the situation, and stop showing your more sensitive side. The best parts of a man is to be mysterious. And being mysterious means, yo, how far is his patience? Like, where does it lie? And not just with your partner and your spouse, but this works with everyone. Because when they see that you have this ability to control yourself and mastering your reactions and how your world and your day goes by, they're least likely to do it again. I don't want you to be a bunch of punks out here. And I am not telling you to let everybody skate by. I'm saying that there are times when doing something is worth it, and there are times where doing nothing works just as well. My name is Tyree Wilson. This channel was called Lock Pop Talks. If you guys feel the need, definitely hit me up. Email me, text me, call in a message. We can talk about some things. This morning, it's a beautiful Friday morning here in Rochester, New York. It's a little chilly, but it's all good. How's your Friday gonna go? It's totally up to you. Message me, let me know how it went for you. And I'll check you guys a little later today.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.